immerse yourself into Bristol Vic Theatre School's production of The Dissociation of Shirley Mason.
No, I'm Peggy. Peggy Sue. What do I call you when you're bad? What do I call you when you're good? What do I call you when you're making me laugh? Shirley, do you remember what happened?
I'm Peter Leslie Wilde, and I'm the director of The Dissociation of Shirley Mason.
My name's Antonia Howlett, and I am the stage manager.
My name's Kyle Pryke, and I'm the assistant director.
Play, it's based on a true story of a woman who was diagnosed back in the 1950s as having multiple personality disorder.
We start to see all the different personalities coming out of her through the rest of the ensemble.
It's a new play, it's new writing, and with that comes a sort of exploratory sort of ideal.
But the main hook of the show is, does she really have multiple personality disorder?
There's a lot of ensemble work. The company have many, many different roles.
I think the big challenge with this play is that we're dealing with a central character who has 16 different personalities, and the writer has chosen to have those personalities portrayed by members of the ensemble.
Hello, I'm Kelma Tenner, and I'm ensemble.
Hello, I'm Lydia Gard, and I'm in the ensemble.
I've got a few characters. I play Freud, actually, at the beginning of the play, which is just sort of like Shirley's conscience, you know, her breaking out of religion and thinking a different way. So I sort of represent that character through Freud. And then I also play a different number of students. Ernest, who is one of Flora Schreiber's friends as well, who's the writer of the Shirley Mason book. So yeah, playing around with loads of different characters in our lives.
I think it's a really exciting story that is actually a true story, and there was a book written about it called Sybil, and there's a film as well, and this is a really fresh, interesting take from the writer Isabella on a really classic story about psychology and the history of psychology. There's so much in there that happens in sort of hour and a half of the show, and I think it'd be interesting to people of all ages, really.
Because it's something that many people can associate with, about discovering yourself and what you are as a person, and the different sort of masks you use around different types of people. It sort of explores those themes in society, really.
We know a lot more about mental health, and I think this is a very rare condition that does exist, although not in the case of MPD. It's now known as dissociative identity disorder. And so it is quite interesting to see how this was treated in the past and now how we look at it in modern eyes.
Shirley Mason is just turning into a really lovely piece of narrative choreography, because there's so much movement going through it. The story is interesting, it jumps around, and trying to tease a thread through this really important and really interesting condition, and the discovery and the research and the treatment associated with it is great.
The Dissociation of Shirley Mason opens in the Western Studio at the Bristol Old Vic from the 28th of February until the 16th of March. For more information, visit the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School's website.